When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No, Stevie Wonder's up there. Otis Redding's up there. All these guys are up there. But, yeah, that's a tough exercise.
Top four, yeah.
It's a tough exercise. It really is. And play that game, folks, for Thanksgiving. If you want to, like, have a conversation starter and something that's really going to be good, stay away from politics. That happens at my house every goddamn Thanksgiving between Will and my son. And it's look, it's interesting for, like, 10 minutes, and I'm like, all right, we've had enough. All right, you guys are never going to agree. Bring that up if you want a good topic of discussion, because it's fun. It's fun to think about, and it really makes your brain work, too. It's like, crap.
I think you mix it up. You talk about that. You talk about Israel-Palestine.
Oh, God, don't do it.
You talk about...
Don't do that.
Ukraine.
Oh, my God, dude.
And then you go back to favorite movies. Favorite top four movies.
Ukraine. How are you going to just switch from Israel-Palestine to being like, dude, Adam Sandler's got a new one coming out?
Well, somebody's going to punch somebody, and then you got to go, so, what's your favorite four movies? And then while things cool down, and then you pick four movies.
Ma, heat up the pie. We're about to talk movies.
Who wants dessert?
Your Uncle Joe is bleeding.
Well, I think I'll go get myself another plate. Well, and then you just step over. Somebody's knocked out.
Well, Uncle Joe, screamed free Palestine.
At the dinner table.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? We're not going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Anyway, I'm going to put AC/DC up as one of my bands. Are we still talking about that?
Can you pass the green bean casserole? By the way, Donald Trump's going to jail. Somebody flips the table.
My God, this cornbread casserole is like crack. You know, like Hunter Biden smokes every 5 seconds. Where's his laptop, Ma?
You said that was fake, Mom. The New York Post Twitter blocked it. This bird stinks, by the way. It's dry, all-time dry.
What is this,
bird.
A Popeye's turkey, you lazy bitch?
I bet you those are good. I heard that they're advertising those.
I saw it, too, and I heard about it last year. It was more of a TikTok-like like rumor, and then I saw him advertise it this year. Like
Popeye's turkey.
Yeah.
Did they have like a review?
I saw the commercial, which is usually gives me mild racist vibes, some of those commercials. Like, hey there, sweetie. If you're going to come on down to Popeye's, make sure when you knock in this 7 shrimps, you grab yourself a turkey for the family.
I would like to try it just with the competence crisis going on right now. I'm afraid to order fast food. By the way,
yeah,
remember my Chipotle experience?
Yeah. Did you get a resolution?
I got it. Somebody emailed me.
Shut up.
They were like, can you provide some pictures? And I said, yes, I can.
Oh, well, can I?
Here you go. And I said, this looks like chewed up steak to me in the queso.
Uh-huh.
And they just refunded my... They didn't send me an email back.
What?
They just said, your refund is being processed.
So all you got was 12 bucks or 18 bucks?
19 bucks back. Or what? 17 bucks.
What about the mental anguish? Back.
Well, I mean, I guess I could sue if I wanted to. I'm not going to.
I would, dude.
I'm happy to get my money back on that. And I'm not going to probably go back to that restaurant anymore.
So you're not coming over for Thanksgiving. You're going to be out of town.
I'll be out of town.
Because we are planning our menu tonight. We're going to have our classic hits, but I'm going to add some new sides this year. So we're working all that out tonight, the wife and I.
Do you know which ones or that's what you have to decide?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a few of them. It's like picking your top four artists. I got to pick four more sides that I'm going to do this year.
You going to do meatballs?
I don't know.
Those
that's
are good.
That's not really a sign.
Well, it's like an
appetizer.
I'd like to actually make those for
you. Mean the ones with the jelly and the chili sauce? That's kind of cliche,
dude. They're good though.
They are good. But
I housed those things last year.
I'm gonna do something different. Like I was, we were looking at some stuff earlier, like some whipped brie bites. You know, like
ooh.
Do some like something. I want to do something outside
like in phyllo
the box.
Dough or something. Like,
yeah,
no, yeah, that's good. You gonna fry them?
I don't know.
Bake them.
Yeah, see, I'm looking at stuff like that. You know what I mean? Or maybe like a very unique cheese plate with some cheeses that you don't normally get.
Anna would like that.
I know. That's the thing, too. She comes over and I got to make a whole vegetarian menu just for her.
I don't think, we actually talked about this today on the podcast, Will's YouTube HMBRadio.com and HMB Radio on your favorite podcast app, by the way. But we talked about it because I was like, you don't need to go like get a tofurkey or anything.
No.
I just like the sides.
That's what I do. Yeah.
That's the star of the show.
But most of my sides have some sort of meat element to them, whether it's bacon or chicken stock goes into the sides.
Oh, she can't eat chicken stock?
No.
Oh, give me a break.
So when I make stuffing, I make two pans. I make one that has sausage and
that's good stuff.
Yeah, the good one, you know.
I want to make cornbread and breakfast sausage stuffing.
Bro.
That's what I want to do.
That's a good idea. Maybe we'll do an alternate one like that. Anyway, but then I got to make a stuffing for her that uses vegetable stock and no meat and all that. So it's the same stuffing just without.
You should just do a small one for her because you do two big ones and then it just goes in the garbage.
It's hard to make a little bitty one. It's hard.
You just get a little thing of breadcrumbs.
You're a tiny one. Yeah, I think because we got less people this year, instead of making two batches, I'm going to make one and a half for normal people and make a half batch for her.
For the freak.
Because she's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your green bean casserole doesn't have, that's just onion.
It has chicken stock too, so we have to do a separate one.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah, it does stink.
That's a real labor of love.
She's a real cripple.
I think she really appreciates that because that's a lot of work for you.
Well, the reason why I bring it up is because I don't want to have a lot of leftovers because we have less people. I'm going to ship all the food off to, Zane and whoever's there and, take it with you. We bought some fresh Gladware. Go get out of here. Get it out of my house. I'm going to have enough till I can have a little bit of leftovers. It is eating season, but I ain't trying to get real fat. Still got Christmas coming up.
It's just, I think that I appreciate what you're saying and that's good that you're like, I'm not going to get super fat. I just don't see a way around it. Really, it's already.
I'm not even worried about Christmas. I'm worried about an 8-day cruise.
Exactly.
The food's
good. Too.
I'm going to gain 10 pounds. Yeah. I gained 10 pounds on the last cruise, and I lost it immediately when I got home, which is fine. By the way, if you were listening Monday night, I was in the middle of a 36-hour fast. That was the best one I've done. First of all, I handled it really well. I was super hungry the last 8 hours, but not like where I was like, wincing in pain or anything. It was just like, yeah, man, I'm really hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went 38 hours, 14 pounds off.
That's a lot.
I peed and pooped so much.
I bet.
My last poop had no smell. It was like a fresh newborn baby poo-poo.
Was it just water?
That's right.
That's not right?
I don't think so.
There was nothing left in my body, Kelly, and I lost 14 pounds, and I have felt amazing since that. So I'm gonna go back to doing them once
a week. Were they turds or like water?
The last little bit was definitely like the ice cream machine hadn't gotten cold enough yet.
Yeah.
When you pull down the handle.
Every time I fasted, it was just brown water.
Well, the last, like I said, probably the last 6 hours, that's what it was. It was just like.
And there's so much.
It's like, sorry, the ice cream machine's down. I'm pulling the handle anyway. Yeah. But I feel great. And I'm, like I said, I'm a couple pounds lighter than my wedding weight, which is awesome. So if you're listening, Dr. Susan, look at me. A year later, baby. Maintaining. So leftovers, this is something I want to do this before we get to the top of the hour because this is something we can help people out with because a lot of people don't know how long you can eat your leftovers. Look, sometimes I question it. I threw away some food today because, the wife doesn't eat very much at all. She eats like a little birdie and I'm still learning how much food to cook and leave in the refrigerator, before it goes bad. And we end up throwing a lot of food away. It's very, very sad. So Thanksgiving. Here's some information. We have a nice little article here that lets you know how long you can eat your food. I want to say, just offhand, 5 days, any more than 5 days, you got to throw it away, right?
I mean, I've gone as far as like, I would say like 7 to 10 sometimes on leftovers.
Ugh.
You just put it in the microwave for like 8 minutes. And then let it sit for a while. It doesn't taste very good, but it's edible at that point. I'm not a waster. I don't like to waste.
Make sure you seal it, too. I see a lot of people just using, aluminum foil that's kind of halfway sealing it up and stuff. Get some Gladware bowls.
I want those vacuum sealer.
Those are nice.
I think you could probably get 10 days if you just suck the air out of it.
I have one, and I when I buy meat at Costco, I separate it up into meal sizes and vacuum seal it, throw it in the freezer.
Yeah.
That's what I do with all of it. It's cheaper to do that way. Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to go that way, obviously it's going to last a lot longer. It says here, though, the timing for all these leftovers. The problem that people run into is that they're busy hosting and entertaining and not paying attention to how long food is sitting out. So when it's out on the counter, it's dying. Like the food that's out in the lobby all the time when we come in here and we can't eat it because it's dead.
Yeah. That's such a bummer every time.
That's happening at your house, too. So it's not how long it's in the refrigerator after, like, 3 or 4 days after. Think about how long it's on the counter all day long during Thanksgiving. It might be dead before you even put it in the refrigerator. So you got to be very, very careful about how long you're leaving this stuff out. And I'm looking at this article, and I'm trying to see if there's an actual where it gives actual timelines. It just says, you know, it's given like pointers from all these different doctors and stuff. You know, reheating it in the microwave will take longer for dense foods such as turkey and roast beef, blah, 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 blah. Leftovers should reach a safe internal temp of 165. Okay. So you're supposed to take a thermometer out every time you cook leftovers and yep. poke it in there like your Bobby Flay?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think so. Look.
Who puts their leftovers away right away? I mean, they tend to sit out.
Right.
You're fine. I mean, like, look, I know that this is...
I'm going to go 5 days, Will.
So it's four, right? Is what they yeah. suggest in there, 4 days?
Yeah, yeah, but that's them saying that.
That's them, right? The experts.
The doctors.
We should trust the experts.
Ooh,
again.
Follow the science.
It's funny. I was just talking about how I had brown water coming in. And I'm like, you know what? This is bull
crap.
I always have diarrhea. Don't listen to these people. Okay, are not the people who listen.
Dysentery doesn't set in until you've left it in there 9 days.
But they sit out. You start eating at like noon, 2, you know, and you go into the evening. Football's on. You go back for a second plate later on. Mm. You know, who goes, no, I'm putting this away right away?
Look, if you're willing to eat a pizza from Wawa, just eat whatever you want, dude. Smell it. If it doesn't smell like death, put it in your mouth.
They say you can't trust the smell on these things.
I trust smell with everything.
4 days.
Anything I put in my mouth, and I'm not talking about just food. You know what I mean?
If you question the... I swear you just put it in an extra minute in the microwave, and it'll take care of whatever's on there.
You get a wet paper towel, put it on top of it, put it in the microwave, it brings it back to life.
Steam it.
Yeah, dude. Yep. It's a secret.
Get that water back in there. I do that a lot.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, that bread's a little hard. Man, put a little wet paper towel on it.
What's your go-to for, I know we're probably going to do this next week, but for a roll? Like, I did a video. I can't do mine because I'm doing a video about this tomorrow. I already did it. but if you had to pick, like, a really simple plate.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get a meat.
Yep.
You get a starch. You get a veggie.
Not just one of each.
One of each. Yes. That sounds. I know. This is the game, though.
Okay.
This is the game, so it's tough, right? It's much like the music artist.
Well, that's the thing about Thanksgiving. It's gluttony, so you get like as much as
but
you can
But this is why it's
plate.
Hard.
Yeah, okay, good.
This is the game.
Yeah.
So you get a meat, a starch, a veggie, a roll of some kind, even though I know that's kind of starch, and a dessert. Those are the five things you get to choose. Cranberry sauce and gravy are included.
Of course.
In this.
They're condiments, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it obligatory to do turkey as your meat?
I think it's mandatory. Like if you do ham, I'm going to kick you in the face because it's not Thanksgiving.
I think most people like a good ham. I think people only do turkey out of loyalty.
Turkey stinks too.
Well,
but it's the only time of year for it.
Ham stinks if you don't have good ham.
Ham stinks.
Nah, we order honey baked ham.
Nah, ham.
It's expensive.
It sucks.
It's $75 a pound, but we order it.
Whack. So you can maybe do that for Christmas, but not Thanksgiving.
Christmas is prime rib. So I'm going to go, obviously, turkey.
Turkey for the meat.
My role is going to be what I'm doing this year, which is I'm getting Hawaiian sweet rolls.
Yep.
And I'm putting a garlic butter glaze on them and putting them in the oven. And,
that sounds good.
And get them all. Basically, it's garlic bread, but with honey, Hawaiian sweet rolls.
Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome. Use that this year if you want to be like the champion of your dinner party. Just switch out all your bread with King's Hawaiian. You're welcome. Or Cheddar Bay biscuits. You can make those too.
That's interesting.
I made those one Thanksgiving. I made that. They sell the mix at the grocery store, and then you could add a little extra cheddar than the recipe calls for. I actually made Cheddar Bay biscuit hamburger buns 1 year. It was great. Anyway, so.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.